Okay, can we talk about how confusing weight loss has become? Like, one minute it's carbs are bad, and then the next it's, no, actually carbs are fine, but only if you walk 10,000 steps and drink a green juice, and honestly, it's just a lot. And then even if you do lose the weight, keeping it off is a whole different story. If you're struggling and want something that fits your real life, Hers can help. It's designed to support you in reaching your goals in a way that actually fits your life. That's why Weight Loss by Hers is getting so much attention right now.
Hers connects you with licensed medical providers who create doctor-developed treatment plans tailored to you.
They offer access to an affordable range of FDA-approved GLP-1 medications, including the Wegovy pill and the Wegovy pen. It helps regulate your appetite so you eat less and keep the weight off. If you're ready to reach your goals and want to try something new, visit forhers.com/Bert to get personalized, affordable care that gets you. That's forhers.com/Bert. Forhers.com/Bert. Weight Loss by Hers is not available in all 50 states. Wegovy is a registered trademark of Novo Nordisk A/S. Get started and learn more, including important safety information, Wegovy clinical study information and restrictions. Visit forhers.com.
How to have fun anytime, anywhere. Step one, go to ChumbaCasino.com.
ChumbaCasino.com. Got it.
Step two, collect your welcome bonus.
Come to Papa, welcome bonus.
Step three, play hundreds of casino-style games for free.
That's a lot of games, all for free.
Step four, unleash your excitement.
Woo-hoo!
Chumba Casino has been delivering thrills for over a decade. So claim your free welcome bonus now and live the Chumba life. Visit ChumbaCasino.com.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 21 plus. Terms and conditions apply.
Hey, the Bert Show.
When you think about it, there are only a few things that you could really get kicked out of church for, right? Huh?
Yeah, we were talking about off air where maybe a noise violation of some kind.
Maybe if you had a big, huge hat, they ask you to move to the back or something if you were blocking everybody's view with your big old Easter hat.
I mean, there's got to be a case where somebody showed up just completely hammered to church and was either singing too loud or doing something stupid where they kicked you out for that.
Because I'm thinking on Easter, because it's a day where more people go to church, the one-timers, you know, like they only go to church to listen to, you know, Christmas, you know, carols, and then they go to Easter because their family's forcing them to go.
The pressure.
So when you talk about being hammered, I mean, I could totally see where there's somebody that parties Saturday night and then rolled in and mom's like, no, you aren't going to church.
How about being hammered at the midnight Christmas mass? Like you go to your Christmas Eve party.
Right. Yeah.
Right. And they're like, oh, let's go to midnight mass. Yeah.
Because on Easter, they have sunrise services. So they have usually services about the time of the sunrise. So 4, 5, 6 o'clock in the morning.
But I couldn't think of any longer walk of shame than being kicked out of church. Good morning, Colleen. You're on all the hits, Q100.
Morning, guys.
Hi.
Good morning.
Yeah, it was pretty embarrassing walking out yesterday.
It happened to you?
Yes.
All right.
Why?
And what was worse was I was with my boyfriend, and his family was somewhere in the church, and as far as they know, we were still there, but then he and I were asked to leave.
What happened?
You guys making out?
No, it was because of what I had on. Can you believe this?
Oh, you're kidding.
What'd you have on?
Well, I mean, it was a mini skirt. I mean, no different than what you would wear to dinner. It wasn't like I was, you know, in a mini skirt that I was going to walk the streets in. But it was a mini skirt, and the top was all right, I thought. And some lady came up to me. She was dressed in a suit, you know, quite conservative. She had on a name tag, so I figured she was somebody important, you know, usher or something.
Mm-hmm.
And she said, I needed to leave.
Well, I mean,
really?
You have to understand the standards. And when you say your mini skirt is okay, just the word mini skirt in church by itself, yeah. I'm not even a part of that church, and I can tell you that's I mean, because the standards in church are a lot more conservative than just going out to dinner.
I guess I have two thoughts. It's like, one thought is you should be able to wear whatever you want to church, because under the eyes of God, I mean, just so long as you're there, he's pretty cool about it. But the other one is you got a lot of kids and stuff there. So if you're wearing like this low cut top and this mini skirt, you got a whole bunch of kids around, I can see how the church could be sensitive to that.
And I think also the issue with dressing up, and I agree with what you're saying, but I think the issue of dressing up is showing of respect, like it's a respect value, you know, a value to go into the church because you are going into God's house and you need to be at your best to show God your best. And I guess that a low cut shirt and a mini skirt is not necessarily being respectful.
Who, now you said it was an usher that came up to you. Did she whisper it to you or did she say it to where other people could hear?
She said it where other people could hear. I mean, she had this attitude like,
oh, no.
You don't belong here because you're not dressed appropriately. Mm. She said, now you can go home and change clothes and come back. And I mean, when I say mini skirt, it wasn't, you know, like 2 inches from my rear. It was more like 2 inches from my knees or 3 inches from my knees. It wasn't that bad.
What, Melissa?
No, I said, yes, but I mean, again, in church, that's, I mean, when you, yeah.
I don't think anybody's going to ask you to leave for something being 2 inches above the knee.
But here again, church isn't supposed to be a fashion show. It's like going in.
I agree with you there.
It depends on the religion. There are religions where you cannot, like, women cannot, their shoulders have to be covered. And their sleeves have to be below the elbow.
Well, this was a Baptist church, and the hypocrisy kind of... Because I know some of the people, and I know some of what they do outside the church.
You're getting catty. Kick me out of church. Let me tell you what she was doing.
I mean, church is about going, and you're there for the purpose of worshiping God, not to pass judgment and throw stones.
Did your family say anything to you? Like you said, your family was in the church somewhere and probably saw you got kicked out. Did they say anything after the fact?
As far as I know, they still don't know.
If they were in the church and you got booted out, they
sure
know.
Great, Vaughn. Did you see that woman?
Yeah. Yeah, that's true. So, I mean, it's pretty embarrassing overall.
Hold on one second here, Colleen. Hey, Ashley, you're on all the hits Q100.
Hey, how are you guys this morning?
Hey.
I just want to know what church these people are going to. How hypocritical.
Yeah, what part of the city were you in? I don't want to call out your church. I just want to know what part of the city.
I'm in Douglasville.
In Douglasville, okay.
Yeah, I was raised here, actually, and I always wondered what people's problems were going to church. And now I know. I mean, we've had strippers, drunk people, hookers, everything in our church. And
I want to know the name of your church.
The Church of Cheetah.
Life Point Ministries in Douglasville, Georgia.
And they'll let how does that make you feel, Colleen? They'll let anybody in her church, but you got booted out for having a miniskirt that was 3 inches above your knee.
Hey, Colleen, I think Ashley just invited you to the Church of Strippers and Hookers.
I think that's the place I need to go next time, then. We were always taught to love anyone who comes in our church, no matter what. And nobody would ever get kicked out of our church unless they were just blatantly loud and cussing at the preacher during the middle of service, you know? And even then, he would be asked to go and speak with someone else, not just to leave.
Colleen, how does this work? They come up to you and they say something to you and then they escort you out, or you just have to get up with your boyfriend and walk out yourself?
We had to get up and walk out on our own, but she made sure she stood there to make sure that we weren't coming back in I mean, her eyes, you could feel her eyes on my back the entire time.
Whoa.
Embarrassing.
Well, because there's no shirt between her eyes and your back, so you can feel the burn even more.
Hey, Stacey, you're on all the hits Q100.
Oh, my gosh. I'm sorry. I'm just listening to this. It's so wrong that she asked you to leave. I'm from California, and, like, what people wore was never a discussion. Once I moved down here to the South, all the skirts have to be to the knee. All the shirts have to be down. I was, like, 12 years old, and I'm, like, 6 feet at 12, and I'm, like, you know, definitely not a young-looking kind of girl. And they actually asked me to, like, cover up. That, like, totally affects a 12-year-old. And I got to be honest, that's because you guys live here in the South, and I guess I do too now. But that's what you're dealing with, because church is for everyone.
It's not a bad thing.
No, but, like, church is for everyone. Like, yesterday I was at church, and there was a guy totally drunk sitting there, but, like, he's there. So what's it matter?
Well, how's he dressed?
Did he have a miniskirt on?
Well, like, Melissa, if you're not, like, fitting that little standard of, like, you know, the big hat and the skirt and the dress that come down to your knee, then, like, they want you to leave. It's horrible.
Well, I mean, first of all, I don't think it's just a Southern thing.
It mostly is. I've lived in New York. I've lived in Jersey. I've lived in California.
There's no other conservative churches in the country but in the South.
And women here are very conscientious about cover up. It's horrible.
I think it's... I agree. I think it's a Southern thing.
It is a
so many skirts in Catholic churches in the Northeast would be allowed.
Are more tolerated than
they
are.
It's very much more so.
And secondly, I also wanted to say that it's also drawing a broad brush along all churches, because these are... yes, most churches are conservative like that, but there are churches in Atlanta that would not be this anal about.
You're right. You're
so
right
you
about
can't
that.
Say churches in the South
well,
or the, you know
that,
it, this is this one church this person got kicked out of. I'm sure there's others, but there are plenty of churches in town that will let you wear whatever you want to wear.
But I'm saying that, like, the dress code issue. I mean, I went to a Christian school here in Georgia, and I never had a problem with it when I was in Catholic school in California or New York. And even though we wore uniforms at all these schools, like, the uniforms had to be down to, like, an inch above the knee here in the South, where if I'm 6 feet tall, that's, like, impossible.
Well, speaking of strippers, there's a lot of strippers that do wear the Catholic school uniforms, too, so that's good for
you. Like, it's more of a Southern thing, the dress code issue in general. Like, they definitely cover up, and it's like a... I don't know, it's like sin to show your shoulders.
Well,
it's horrible.
That's because the devil is running California. good morning, all the hits, Q100. Hello, Lisa? Yeah. Hello, good morning.
Good morning.
Hi, who's this?
This is Paula.
Hey, Paula.
Hello. My 3-month-old daughter and I got kicked out of my nephew's christening service.
Oh, no. What did she do?
Well, you know, I mean, I'm from a Catholic church, so we have, like, a cry room in the back for babies that are fussing. And, you know, we were the guests of honor. We were on the very first row of the church, and mm-hmm. she wasn't crying. She just was in that, you know, kind of cooey, baby, wiggly stage.
Mm-hmm.
So during the sermon, I had walked to the back and kind of, you know, jostled her and played with her and such. And then when it came time for the actual christening, I went back and joined the family.
Mm-hmm.
And she was still, you know, kind of cooing and smiling and laughing. And she was not crying or in any way screaming. And the minister from the pulpit, just as they were about to christen my nephew, turned to me and says, "You need to take her out."
Oh.
And I looked at, and he pointed to this little side door, and I looked at him, and I looked at the door, and I picked her up, and I picked up all of our stuff, and I made a, took a good long time about it, and I walked right down the center of the aisle. And as the church let out, I stood there at the door right next to the minister where he was greeting everyone. And I am not kidding you. There must have been 50 people who apologized for his bad behavior.
Wow.
Wow.
Getting called out in your own church, man.
God, that would have made me so mad. Because then she didn't get to see her nephew get christened.
Yeah.
But I do like the way that she, when she started the story, well, how old was the child? I forgot.
Three months.
I love how she introduced the child first. My 3-month-old and I. Like, you know, she's still kind of like, it's my 3-month-old.
Well, there is, you will never see a mother run quicker than when her child starts crying in church, man. That's happened with Hayden. I mean, as soon as he starts making a noise, they see his bam, out of there.
Responsible mother. Yeah. There have been plenty of mothers in church that did not take their child out.
Hey, Brandy, you're on all the hits, Q100.
Hey, I just wanted to talk about that lady a few minutes ago who said it's a Southern thing.
That
really kind of ticked me off. Because I am Southern, and I am Catholic, and I'm going to tell you something. My priest is just happy to fill pews on a Sunday morning.
Right.
He does not care if I come in there in hot pants and a tank top. I mean, as long as I am there, he is happy. And if I don't show up, if I try to use the excuse my laundry's dirty, he'd be like, well, why don't you come in your underwear? I mean, he does not care.
Hey, Colleen, did you hear that?
I like that one.
Maybe we need to get you her phone number so you can go to her church where that's all right.
I think, you know.
If you own any hot pants, that is.
You know, yeah.
All right, thank you for calling.
No problem.
Bye-bye.
Hey, The Bird Show.
Okay, can we talk about how confusing weight loss has become? Like, one minute it's carbs are bad, and then the next it's, no, actually carbs are fine, but only if you walk 10,000 steps and drink a green juice, and honestly, it's just a lot. And then even if you do lose the weight, keeping it off is a whole different story. If you're struggling and want something that fits your real life, Hers can help. It's designed to support you in reaching your goals in a way that actually fits your life. That's why Weight Loss by Hers is getting so much attention right now. Hers connects you with licensed medical providers who create doctor-developed treatment plans tailored to you. They offer access to an affordable range of FDA-approved GLP-1 medications, including the Wegovy pill and the Wegovy pen. It helps regulate your appetite so you eat less and keep the weight off. If you're ready to reach your goals and want to try something new, visit forhers.com/Bert to get personalized, affordable care that gets you. That's forhers.com/Bert. Forhers.com/Bert. Weight Loss by Hers is not available in all 50 states. Wegovy is a registered trademark of Novo Nordisk A/S. Get started and learn more, including important safety information, Wegovy clinical study information, and restrictions. Visit forhers.com.
Tyler Reddick here from 2311 Racing. Another checkered flag for the books. Time to celebrate with Chumba. Jump in at ChumbaCasino.com. Let's Chumba.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. CTNCs. 21+. Sponsored by Chumba Casino.
The philosophy is, okay, there's one soulmate, one perfect person. Your hearts were meant to be together.
Right.
And if you're not with that one person, that's sad, because that means in reality, you're married to somebody that is not the best person for you to be married to, because there's somebody else out there better. Now, is anybody willing to admit that? Morning, all the hits, Q100.
Hey, how are you guys?
Good.
Doing okay? Are you married to somebody that you are sure is not your soulmate?
Absolutely.
Really? Tell us about
it. I've been married 17 years. I have 4 kids. And I met this person 4 years ago. And I met him through a group of people. And as soon as I met him, I knew he was the one. And I'm not the kind of person that believes in that kind of thing. But I had to go into the bathroom and sit on the toilet and take a deep breath. And I knew that I'd never met this guy in my life. And he did something to my soul. He did something deep inside that just blew my mind.
Now, you said that you met him about 4 years ago. So that's about, what, 14 years into your marriage?
Uh-huh.
And so, you know, just kind of being on the opposite side of the coin, are you sure this is not just some kind of infatuation because you're bored with your marriage?
Well, that's what my girlfriend said. And, you know, since then, you know, we tried to stay away from each other and that kind of thing because it's wrong. But now, you know, was I bored in my marriage? No, I mean, my marriage is fine. I mean, you know, I've known my husband for 18 years or so, and we're very compatible, and, you know, I loved him. But when I met somebody that did that to me, I knew that person, no one's ever touched my soul like that. And I've met many other people since then, and nobody has ever had that kind of effect on me.
That's got to be torture for you.
It's terrible.
Man.
It's absolutely terrible.
Now, you said you tried not to see each other. Did you see each other?
We saw each other, and because I was married, you know, we couldn't. I mean, he just had issues with the situation. And,
sure. Yeah, and, I can understand that.
So you're saying you had an affair with him?
Yeah.
You did. See, I think I'm trying to put myself in your position, and it's impossible to empathize with you, but I think if I know that I actually know who my soulmate is, but I'm not married to that person, I would, in my mind, have to say that person is dead to me. Like, I would have to totally eliminate any kind of contact whatsoever because it would be torturous.
It's torturous no matter what. It just kills my insides. Absolutely kills my insides. But my family and my children are the most important thing to me, and I have to do what I have to do. But it's torturous no matter what. It's terrible. Absolutely terrible.
What if your husband had come, just out of curiosity, if your husband had come to you and said that he had met who he thinks is his soulmate and that you're not it, how would you want him to handle that?
Oh, God, that would crush me. Crush me.
Well,
I'm being crushed. Here I am, being crushed right before your eyes.
So how would you want him to handle, like, I'm just curious from the...
Well, if it never happened to me, I would be crushed. If it never happened to me, I wouldn't be able to understand it, and I would say to him, you know, I would be devastated. I mean, I wouldn't understand it. I would be crushed. Like Bert said, I would have been crushed. But because it's happened to me, and because I love him as a person, I would want him to be happy. And I would understand it. Would I be upset? Of course I'd be upset, because we've invested, you know, so many years into the marriage. But since it's happened to me, I know what it feels like.
But how could you even argue? You know what, though? In looking at it realistically, how could you even argue with that thinking? That if Stacy came to me and said, you know what, I love you, however, there's somebody I'm more in love with. There's somebody is my soulmate. And he's the guy that fixed the vents in our house all the time. Jason.
It's no coincidence that something keeps getting stuck in the air conditioner mode.
Then how could, I mean, while I would certainly be hurt and crushed by that, there would at one point I'd have to say, well, if you think that he is perfect for you, I can't fight that.
Exactly.
You've got no defense for that.
I don't have any defense, and that's what my point was, that if he came to me and said that, and I know he loves me as a person, but he's searching, and he was lucky enough. See, I don't think that happens with everybody. I think sometimes you're just lucky enough to meet that person, and maybe it is destiny. I don't know why I met this person, because all it has caused me is pain, but if he came to me and told me that, this is how he feels.
Hold on one sec, because I have a feeling here Melissa's not buying that you met your soulmate.
Go ahead. No, it's not you, and this is certainly not directed at you at all. I guess, you know, my feeling is sometimes with soul... Well, two thoughts came to mind. Number one, I think the danger in the theory of a soulmate not taking responsibility, and again, this is not directed at you because you stayed with your marriage, so this is not at you, but I think that some people have the soulmate theory, then that's, they're almost disregarding the people they're with. Like, I'm not talking about marriage, like, oh, I'm out there to find my soulmate, so they totally disregard the person they're with because they're thinking the perfect person's out there. Secondly, they think that it doesn't take work to be with somebody if you're with your soulmate, which is not true. And also, I think for people who don't really pay attention to their spirituality or their souls on a daily basis, who aren't in tune with themselves, then how in the world can you recognize a soulmate when you don't even recognize your own?
Well,
You know what I'm saying?
Because they're incapable. Like, I think my husband, and I think there's probably 50% of the people out there, I believe, are incapable. They don't know how to do that. They don't. I think sometimes you're given a gift that sometimes you're too sensitive for your own good. And you feel things that you shouldn't be feeling. You wish that you didn't. Mm-hmm. I mean, I truly wish that I didn't feel the things that I did. Mm-hmm. But when someone touches your soul, if you try to describe that to your boyfriend or your mate or your husband, they look at you like you have four heads.
Right.
It's, you know, they're incapable. They're not, I don't know if it's lucky or they're cursed. Mm-hmm. You know, but, you know, it's not... I understand what you're saying. You know, I do understand what you're saying. And believe me, 4 years ago, I would be listening to you saying, I agree with you. Mm-hmm. But fortunately or unfortunately, I've been one of the ones that have, I mean, it blew my mind. Right. It just blew my mind. Was not expecting it. Had to go into the bathroom, sat on the toilet. One of my girlfriends came in and said to me, what's wrong? I said, oh, my gosh. And the guy was okay looking. He wasn't, you know... A knockout. The guy did something to me that nobody has ever done in my life. Now, will that happen to my husband in the future? I don't know. Based on the way he is, I don't think that he can ever open up spiritually. But maybe later on in life he will, and, you know, I don't know.
Thank you for calling. I got to move on because we got a bunch of other people that want to talk. But thank you for the insight.
All right. Have a good day.
You
bye-bye.
Too.
Good morning, all the hits. Q100. Hi, you're on The Voice Disguiser.
Hi, guys.
Hey.
Hi.
This happened to me. I'm married. I've been married for 6 years happily. Mm-hmm. You know, I love my husband. We have a child. I've never talked to anyone other than my soulmate about this.
Mm-hmm.
It's like the last caller said, it's not something that you're capable of understanding unless it's happened to you.
Let's back up and get a couple more details. You want to ask something?
No, I don't know if you want to go further back. I was just going to ask her where she met the guy.
Actually, a little over 3 years ago, I took a job. And 3 months into the job, I started to work on a project with him. And, you know, it was very involved. There were, you know, there was a lot of overtime and lunches. And we just worked very closely together. And before... I mean, I knew that there was something with him before we started working on this project. He was very nice and friendly. There was no attraction like, oh, this man, this is a, you know, a stunning man or anything like that. We started working on this project, and it just, one day, I was just like, oh, I'm meant to be with this man.
What did you do about that? Did you guys start to have an affair also?
Oh, no, we've never had an affair. It's always been very professional, you know, like a kiss on the cheek or a hug, but nothing. He also is married. I only have one child, and he has three. We've discussed it over and over again in depth, and we've both just decided that, you know, we're married. We have children.
Mm-hmm.
It's not fair to the children. We were married for better or for worse.
So you've discussed it with him, so he thinks that you're his soulmate as well?
Oh, yeah.
And he thinks you're his soulmate?
Oh, yeah.
And it's just kind of, and you guys have agreed it's just a sad situation that you're with other people?
I try not to look at it as sad because, you know, I love my husband. And, but there's a long, you know, I have a longing inside sometimes when I'm with my husband and I'm lying in bed and I feel like my husband emotionally isn't kind of there for me. I think about this man and I wish that...
You think about this guy when you're lying in bed with your husband?
At times.
Let me ask a question. And this is, how would you answer if someone said, well, kind of two things. One... If you were truly meant to be, wouldn't the universe have put you with him as your husband? And two, why does a soulmate have to be somebody that you're intimate with? I mean, if you're meant to be, well, you're together, you're friends. Why does it have to be more than that?
Well, you know, I understand what you're saying. And, you know, like, I don't know what will happen in the future. I just know that the choice that he and I have made now is that, you know, we're married. I'm married. He's married. We have children. And it won't happen right now. I don't know what will happen in the future. I share every intimate detail of my life with this man.
Mm.
And
and vice versa.
Let me stop you right there for a second, because I'm flashing back to a conversation that we had here on this show about 6 months ago. Everything is 6 months ago in my life.
It could have been a week ago. It could have been 4 years ago.
And it was a new term that I wasn't aware of, but it was called emotional affair.
Mm-hmm.
Now, what you said was that when you lay next to your husband, he emotionally can't give you what this soulmate guy is giving you.
Well,
aren't you having an emotional affair with this guy, even though you guys aren't intimate with each other?
I don't believe so, because I believe that if I was going to have, I don't believe that I have. I mean, I feel like I could very easily have already had an affair with this man, and I choose not to, and I won't.
It's almost as, well, to me, what you're doing is almost as betraying and sleeping with somebody else. If you're divulging all those intimate details of your life with your husband to this soulmate guy, you might as well be. That to me is a form of infidelity.
And not to be a broken record, but you know, again, I always try to flip the coin. If you knew your husband was laying there with you thinking about another woman, how would you feel? I mean, would you think he's having an affair?
No, I see. It's like the last caller said. Unless it's happened to you, it's difficult too. I see this man all the time at my job. I mean, there are times when it's not, because you know, I've determined in my head that I'm with my husband and I'm happy with my husband. It's not like I was out looking for some kind of fulfillment other than that. It just kind of happened.
Mm-hmm. And this isn't torturous for you on a day-to-day basis?
No, there are times when it can really get to me. There really, really are. But like I said, the relationship that I have with this man, and that, you know, what I've set in my heart, that, you know, I have a family and I have a child, and I think about my child. We put my child first.
Yeah. I don't know if there's anything else to ask. I think it's just natural as human beings. Maybe this is more a guy thing than a woman thing, that we're always looking for something better, you know? And I think it would be torturous if you actually found the thing that you thought was perfect for you and it was there in front of you or next to you every single day and you couldn't be with it.
It'd be interesting to know if these soulmates would have been soulmates if they met them outside of their marriage.
I wish I would have met this man before I met my husband.
But I wonder if the attraction would have been there. I wonder if he's only more, it's the grass is always greener.
No, I know it would have been. Like, in my heart, I know. And I do wish.
And I don't know. I think sometimes it's arrogant. I think we as humans, you talk about human nature, Bert. I think sometimes as humans, we are arrogant to think we know what's perfect for us.
Right.
I think that,
right,
again, a soulmate doesn't necessarily have to be an intimate partner.
That's a great point.
I don't know. Unless it's happened to you and you...
But I'm saying that to me, in my philosophy is that there's no waste in the universe. There's no wasteful moments. There's no wasteful experiences. And so, I mean, the fact that your life is the way it is, whether it's bad or good, that's what's meant to be at the moment. Whatever you're doing right now, you are meant to do it or you wouldn't be doing it.
And didn't you feel at first when you met your husband that he was the perfect one for you?
I think I did until I experienced this man. It's a totally different thing.
Hmm. Okay.
I don't know.
Well,
I thought, I love my husband, I do, but I never thought about it. I never was anyone to really think about. Some people really believe in, like, soulmates. Now I do. Hmm. I never thought about it before.
No, I appreciate your honesty. Thank you for calling.
Thank you for sharing
your
story.
Yeah, really appreciate it.
I'm like you, though. If I truly was in the situation she was in and I was working with the person every day, I think I'd try to find another job. Right. I couldn't do that to myself.
I couldn't be around that kind of temptation every single day. Because I would be able to justify an affair in my mind by saying, well, at least I'm doing the right thing by staying with my wife. Even though I'm supposed to be with this other person,
right,
I'm doing the right thing. I'm not leaving.
Right.
You know? And I think, at least for me, when I met Stacy, I thought this is the perfect person for me, you know? Mm-hmm. And it's so easy to justify a soulmate by saying, oh, no, this is really the perfect person for me.
I just wonder if there's, going back on kind of what Jeff said, would they still be, let's say one of these women left her husband for their soulmate, would he still be her soulmate after she's lived with him for 17 years?
Maybe we're just cynical. Yeah. Maybe we're just cynical.
The Bert Show.
Okay, can we talk about how confusing weight loss has become? Like, one minute, it's carbs are bad, and then the next, it's, no, actually, carbs are fine, but only if you walk 10,000 steps and drink a green juice, and honestly, it's just a lot. And then even if you do lose the weight, keeping it off is a whole different story. If you're struggling and want something that fits your real life, Hers can help. It's designed to support you in reaching your goals in a way that actually fits your life. That's why Weight Loss by Hers is getting so much attention right now. Hers connects you with licensed medical providers who create doctor-developed treatment plans tailored to you. They offer access to an affordable range of FDA-approved GLP-1 medications, including the Wegovy pill and the Wegovy pen. It helps regulate your appetite so you eat less and keep the weight off. If you're ready to reach your goals and want to try something new, visit forhers.com/Bert to get personalized, affordable care that gets you. That's forhers.com/Bert. Forhers.com/Bert. Weight Loss by Hers is not available in all 50 states. Wegovy is a registered trademark of Novo Nordisk A/S. Get started and learn more, including important safety information, Wegovy clinical study information, and restrictions. Visit forhers.com.
Tyler Reddick here from 2311 Racing. Another checkered flag for the books. Time to celebrate with Chumba. Jump in at ChumbaCasino.com. Let's Chumba.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. CTNCs 21 plus. Sponsored by Chumba Casino.
What are you so giddy about? You've got that look on your face over there. Like,
it's just he had another cookie. Sugar. It's not good for Jeff.
I don't think it. I just think, like,
Diana's cookie's making you all crazy.
Because
like that.
You have to understand, listeners, Jeff is the only one in the room that doesn't, like, drink coffee, doesn't have caffeine. He doesn't get this, like, this jolt of energy like the rest of us do.
Jeff doesn't like to put anything in his body that's not pure.
Right. And so Diane, of course, was kind enough to send us a thank you gift for having her on the show, and it was cake and cookies. And so Jeff is, he's high on sugar right now.
Let's take a second here and just dissect the Jeff dollar, okay?
Right.
All right, now normally...
No, it's going to take you more than a second. I'm like an onion.
This... By the way, I got an email from her yesterday.
Really?
By Lindsay, yeah. This is normally Jeff Dollar on any given day here. This is just some random clip. That's what she used to say all the time.
Well, I know, but it was a good email?
Yeah, tell us for a quick second, at least, is she doing good? Is she?
Well, I'll tell you that later. Okay. Let's focus on you, and we know how much you hate that.
All right, go ahead.
All right, so this is just a clip from Jeff on any given day, rambling about what Jeff rambles about.
That's what is going to suck, is when, you know, like, you don't see anything in the commercial, but then you see, you know, the camera guys did, and I can't stand this, and people don't understand this because, you know, we're on the radio or whatever.
Yeah,
so like when you go to a wedding,
got this job,
and the freaking videographer shoves the camera in your face.
What is he talking about?
Say something nice about the bride and groom. Like, I freeze every time. Well, they did that when we were up at the Walmart for her signing.
Yeah. So all over the place with that, huh?
Just kind of just one intriguing story after the next.
Obviously, no sugar that day.
Kind of mellow in his delivery, sometimes just a little drawn out. Okay, mm-hmm. That is the Jeff Dollar that we have come to know and love.
The right. One who belabors over the minute details that don't really matter anyway.
Right.
The minutia.
Once again, proving my point, that is Jeff Dollar. Until you put a microphone in Jeff Dollar's hand and he gets up on any stage.
Correct. Now, we have seen this before, but I think maybe the listeners could have become aware of this. Music Midtown pops into my mind. I know that during Music Midtown, you know, of course, it was the first year we had our own stage. And so we had to go up and introduce, you know, some of the musical talents that were on our stage. And Jeff, like, I mean, take a back seat because Jeff Dollar's going to take control of the stage.
He becomes Grandmaster Jeff.
Yeah.
All right? the first time I ever saw it was, I think it was Frosty the Showman at the Tabernacle. And he comes out there and we'd only been working with each other for a couple of months. And he gets on stage with that mic and all of a sudden he becomes a different Jeff.
Yeah.
He's commanding the crowd. He's getting out there. He's trying to get all crunk. And
this is the same Jeff. If he's in the crowd, he won't talk to you. He goes in a corner. He tries to find another room. He wants to get as far away from you as possible.
I have a special shirt that actually has velvet ropes sticking out of it so people don't even get near me.
Right, exactly.
I just move through and people are 2 foot away.
Now, Saturday night, I wasn't listening to all the hits Q100, but Jeff was out at Vision doing what Jeff Miles usually does. Does a live broadcast from Vision. I didn't get to hear it. Well, on Monday when I'm walking the halls, Dylan, the program director and guy comes on at 3 o'clock, says, did you catch Jeff Dollar at Vision on Saturday night? And I said, no, I have no idea what you're talking about. And he's like, he turns into a completely different guy. I mean, you should have heard him. And I'm like, oh, yeah, I've seen that before. He said, it's really funny. You ought to play clips of it on the radio. So I said, all right, maybe we'll do that. So I go into Tracy and I said, Tracy, Dylan has an idea because Jeff was at Vision and Tracy stops. She gets so excited. She's like, oh my God, did you hear him on Saturday night?
It was so funny. We were driving home Saturday night, and we were in the car, and we hear Jeff come on. All of a sudden, we just looked at each other, and I got so embarrassed that I actually went into the fetal position.
All right. Now, had you been drinking at this point, or is this just normal?
It depends on what time the clip's timed, because if you tell me, like, I think it just took a spiral. But I got to be honest with you, I'm very proud of this.
Okay.
No, well, the very one that I labeled one was probably around 11, 12-ish, I guess. And that was the one I was even embarrassed for. And then it just got worse.
All I have is Jeff at Vision 2 and Jeff at Vision 3.
Oh, okay, the one that's not labeled then, the very first one. Jeff at Vision.
Okay, this one here?
One, there are two that got two that I got screwed up, and those, yeah, I wish they never happened.
It's not so much that you get screwed up that we're focusing on here. It's just that your personality is so not the guy we know on a day-to-day basis.
All right, go ahead.
You are the antithesis of you.
Right, you're anti-Jeff.
This is Mr. Hyde coming
out
of Dr. Jekyll.
But keep in mind, I'm up on a stage with Mike B. No one can touch me, talk to me. I like Mike B.
Uh-huh.
He's a friend, so I am perfectly happy talking to people, and they can't talk back. Like, do you have any idea how great this show would be if you guys just left the studio and it was just me?
Let's try it. Hold on, let's try it.
Yeah.
It's all yours.
Just show me where the Vision button is. I'll play it over and over.
This is number two.
Live from Vision in Midtown, Saturday Night Q. All the hits.
Q100. Nobody throws a party like Mike B throws a party. We're live at Vision, VisionSaturdays.com. We are on all the hits Q100. And anybody who's somebody is at Vision tonight.
Jeff,
I just want to yell.
Who are you?
I'm like, yes, sir. Okay, sir. Yes, sir.
Like man. Did you? Were you compelled to make some noise? In this case,
anything,
it was laughter.
I mean, my yeah,
exactly. Saturday night at 12:30 in the morning, there was a lot of cheering.
Okay, wait a second. Do you have this like thing that comes over you, like where once you walk into the club, you hear the music? Like, do you feel the Incredible Hulk coming ripped out?
No.
Of the
see,
shirt?
Here's what I think it is. Like Bert, ever since Bert's been doing radio, he's been doing mornings. You know, personality type mornings where he's just, you know, talked and kind of do what we do, you know, here. Melissa, you know, she's got a news background and a, you know, great experience at Turner and CNN, and Jen slept with someone. So you don't have, like, I used to have to do this. And then I totally forgot about it. Like when I was, you know, it was really different at Roman's Pub in Syracuse, New York.
They didn't make Were you that guy at Roman's Pub also?
They didn't make so much noise there. They're only like nine people.
You became your own reverb guy. You said, welcome to Vision, Vision.
All right, go ahead, play it again.
Well, there's plenty more. We don't have to play the same one. Here
right,
we go. This is the one that Tracy was talking about in the beginning.
See, I'm going to have to critique myself. I didn't like that one. It wasn't loud enough.
Everybody's got to pay.
Yeah, you sounded like a car salesman. You've got to turn your car around. I will stand on my head to get you out on the dance floor.
I don't care where you are. You turn the car around, boys.
Yeah, I got to tell you, I'm not loud enough.
Oh, my God.
Annette, you're on all the hits Q100.
Hey, I was listening between 10 and midnight on Saturday, and I could not believe that was the same Jeff McDonald on the morning show. He was feeling it. He was Dr. Jekyll and Mr. Hyde. When he's on the Burt Show, every day I listen. He is so calm, and he's always thinking things through. Like, who is that? Melissa Jen said he's always trying to get to the most insignificant, minute pulp. But Saturday night, it was all about Jeff. He just turned into such a totally different person.
Would you say that it was off the hook?
It was off the hook. It was off the chain. He was jamming. I couldn't believe it. I could not believe that was Jeff Dollar.
Mike B in the house with Jeff Dollar from the Burt Show. Yo, Jeff, you're out in the crowd there, yo. How's it feeling out there?
We got beautiful people in the house tonight. If you feel it might be, make some noise.
That is not you. Who is that guy?
He's in the crowd. In the crowd. Yeah, next to people.
I didn't like that one.
In Jeff's defense, I was at Vision Saturday night. And in Jeff's defense, he was standing up on the VIP on one of the couches overlooking the crowd. And he totally has the mic turned up like he's a rapper. And he's like, where are my people out having fun? He'd do the fist pump thing like that a couple times.
You did the mic upside down thing?
I don't know how. I guess I do.
It's just automatic. He couldn't help it. And he's just looking over the crowd, bowing up, looking at everybody. Everybody having fun. Yeah. It was awesome.
And you know what? I know that 90% of the crowd was like, who's the fat kid in the pajama top? But I don't care. I love it. And you know what? I'm there again this Saturday. And who wants to go? VIP? I'll look it up.
It is a gift, awesome. I guess.
I'm just saying it's not the same. I'm not saying it's bad. No, I'm just saying it's not the guy we know.
Because I know, like, going back to Music, because we've seen him do it at every event we have. Like, I think at Bitterball, you were doing the same thing. But I just know that there was a time when the Bird Show wasn't even scheduled to go on stage at Music Midtown to introduce somebody. Tracy St. George was, but she had witnessed Jeff Dollar's stage presence, and she just handed him the mic.
Oh, hell, at Music Midtown, I got up on the V103 stage once. They didn't even know who the hell. Like, who is that? Who's the white fat kid in the pajama top?
Chris, go ahead. You're on All the Hits Q100.
That second one was great, Jeff. I thought I was back in Tennessee at my grandma's church. I didn't know whether to go buy a new car or to run out and get saved.
You know what you are? You are the disco evangelist.
It's like, when did he graduate from seminary? I don't remember Jeff going to Syracuse Seminary.
Revival with Jeff.
Seriously?
3 days only.
I got to put up a tent in the parking lot of some little town, bring people in and save their souls, cure their ills.
Hey, that's what you should call Saturday Night at Vision, Jeff's Revival.
Jeff's Revival, this Saturday Night Vision, 10 p.m.
Tim, go ahead, man.
Hey, guys, I just wanted to let you know I'm sitting here at work. And I listened to that first one, and all of a sudden, I started screaming really loud.
From Vision in Midtown, Saturday Night Q. All the hits,
Q100. Nobody throws a party like Mike B throws a party. We're live at Vision, visionsaturdays.com. We are on All the Hits, Q100. And anybody who's somebody is in Vision tonight.
Get it? The Bird Show.
Tyler Reddick here from 2311 Racing. The rush of racing? Nothing beats it. But Chumba Casino comes close. Chumba's got fast spins, fun games, daily bonuses, and all the action you can handle. Now that's a ride. Ready to hit the throttle? Get in the driver's seat and head to ChumbaCasino.com. Let's Chumba. Sponsored by Chumba Casino. No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 21 plus. Terms and conditions apply.